Josh, we are back, my friend. You know what that means? Time for a little bit more of this tasty live with, what's your assumption, Sazma? Are you ready?
I'm always ready. So that'd be unfair to say, am I ready?
Redundant to ask.
Redundant, yes. Let me just clean up this little thing here. I gotta move some trades, some working orders around to free up some space. Done.
Clean up in Goldman Sachs,
aisle three. Let's do it. John, this is a segment that we do all the time, and it is called, every Wednesday, it's called What's Your Assumption? This is where people send us trade ideas and assumptions that they have, and we try to turn them into actual trades. So let's take a look. Do-do-do-do. Hang on 1 second.
Let's see. A bearish trade in Nike.
John, you got my screens is wrong. I can't see the trades.
Oh no! Use the ample space you have on your right in front of you.
There you go.
I mean, you're an analog guy in a digital world, man. You know, I mean,
honestly.
You're still using incandescent lighting. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
You mean light bulbs?
You gotta move, man. You gotta change with the times.
You mean light bulbs?
Actually, no, it's light bulb. Yes.
This is pretty funny. This looks like Zach Eady from the, or Zach Eady, however you want to say it.
That's Lafayette, Indiana. My man, big shooter.
Yeah, this is you bet against him, okay? he's bearish on Nike. I don't think it's him, but the Olympic uniform controversy and the rumor has it Nike will be offering me an endorsement deal anytime soon. So whoever this is, I have you, Zach. I have you going in the top 12, just so you know, against all odds and against Tony and Scott. But Nike bearish. Okay, so my issue with this is that Nike has not had an uptick in forever. And
No. The last week or so, or a little bit more, it's rallied from 89 to 94. Yes, it hadn't had an uptick from 125 to 89, but that's
neither here nor there. So, yeah, that's true. So I actually am long stock short 92 and a half calls, and my position has been very, very nice in there. It's actually working. I am not bearish in Nike. I am actually long Nike here, and I'm going to stay long Nike, and it being up $1.34 today is good for the good kids. I know the Ivy rank has dropped down, so I'm close to considering covering something.
Ivy rank at 19, they are correct.
Yes, but I'm going to stay long my Nike position. So, Zach, I'm going to pass on this one today, but I'm still rooting for you to be drafted in the top 12. Let's go to the next slide. Not going to fade myself. Steve from Miami Beach. Looking at the long bond, I don't know. Being somewhat conservative, I'm thinking of selling puts below October's low. By the way, corn, soybeans, and wheat are near their recent lows. Support, what about a similar put trade for those? We are currently, just because you're asking, we currently have a long delta position in the soybeans. Mm-hmm. They're up a little bit this morning. They're up 4 cents. We are long soybeans. There is 37 days to go to expiration. That trade has actually been working out okay. With respect to the bonds here, Steve, I am already short as many puts as I can handle. I think the play in the bonds is to be short puts. Soybeans have an IV rank of only 2.2. So it's a pure directional trade in soybeans. It's not a good premium trade. In bonds, on the other hand, they have an IV rank of 29. With an IV rank of 29, I would be no question about it. I would do something in there if I were you. And because, first of all, capital efficiency, second of all, high IV rank, third, being very, very, very oversold, in my opinion. I already have as many short puts as I want, but I think if I was to do something in there, the May options still have 37 days, and the 113 puts are rich at, I think they're rich at 120, 121, and the 112 puts at 64. I think those are rich too. I like both of those short sales and puts. They haven't worked yet, but I like them, both those trades. Short the 112 or the 113 puts in there. We already have it on.
You didn't do anything because you already have it on.
I didn't do anything because I already have it on. And I would agree with you about soybeans, but the Ivy rank is 2, so I'm not going to sell any premium in there. If you want to just sell puts to get long, that's fine. Let's go to the next slide. Bearish in Netflix, Sean from Connecticut. So, Sean, earnings tomorrow after the close. If the market keeps rolling over, I think Netflix could go with it to the 650, 660 range. I couldn't agree with you more. I think Netflix has nothing but I shouldn't say that. I think Netflix has a lot more downside than upside. But the problem, I mean, unfortunately, you guys have hit me with 3 trades off the chute that I don't want to do today yet. Bonds because I already have it on, Nike because I'm long, I don't want to get short, and Netflix, I am bearish, but I'm waiting till tomorrow to put positions on because I want to see what it does. We did put a Netflix position on this morning. We sold a very wide strangle right after the opening in Netflix, so we're at about the 6 or 7 delta on both sides, but we'll do some more stuff in there tomorrow. I have found Netflix to be a very difficult earnings trade, so I'm going to stay relatively short in there, but I'm going to lean to the downside. We are long the 650. We have a put spread in there. Let's see. Hold on. We have a put spread on in Netflix already. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Netflix. We have a put spread on there already, but it's like 100 points lower. I'm sorry. It's in the 550 range. I think you wrote. Oh, he wrote call spread here. Yeah. I'm about 50 points lower already. So I already have a put spread on below the market. Let's go to the next slide. John from the Villages in Florida, our buddy John. All right. GDX, GDXJ. So that's just the gold miners and the gold miners, the junior gold miners. I never really knew what a junior gold miner is. Do you know what a junior gold miner is?
Me either.
John is bullish. In the gold miners, we've seen about a 10% correction to the support level. Looks like it could be a bullish trade. We do have a GDX position on. It is up 91 cents today, and it is just off the top end of it. He's right. It did come back down pretty good, but I mean, it's also in the stratosphere. GDXJ. GDXJ, we don't have any position on it. It looks exactly like GDX.
Would you like to know the what a junior miner is?
Yeah, sure.
Kinross Gold Corporation, Alamos Gold, Pan American Silver, Harmony Gold, Evolution Mining Limited, B2 Gold Corp. Those are some of the top holdings in the junior miners.
There you go. John, I'm going to pass.
Did that help?
No. John, I'm going to pass on this trade because the junior miners are, you want to get long, and the junior miners are up 130. So it was a good call because you sent this in yesterday, and it's up $1.30. It would have been a great trade yesterday. Today, I think we're a day late. I mean, it's already got almost a 3% move today. So I'm going to pass. But I think the market could be down today, so I'm just going to wait and see. Let's go to the next slide. Sean from Hong Kong, our buddy Sean. Bullish in JD. We have no position currently in JD. He's bullish. I'm sure JD is on its butt. So I think we're getting to our first trade of the day. It's up 35 cents. JD has, like all the Chinese stocks, it's not pretty. Pick your poison in here. Sean, 24 puts. I think it's a straight short put play. Ivy rank is 54. The market on these puts is, I think if we could sell them at 82, it'd be great. I don't think we're going to get filled. And just to get a fill on the board, we're going to sell them at 81.
Okie dokie.
So we sold the 24 puts at 81 cents just to get a first trade on the board for what's your assumption. Let's go next. Thanks, Sean. That's a, I like being long a little JD here. Next one, Tesla neutral. Sun from Houston, seeing support at 152. What about setting up a butterfly? We could, but don't, when's the earnings in there, Tony?
Taking a look right now. I think on the 23rd, but let me get it for you right. It is on the 23rd, correct.
So we have a bunch of positions on in here, Sun. We're actually extremely, well, we're longer than I want to be right now. But when you say butterfly, it's cheap to set a butterfly up into earnings.
Because the expected move is so wide, right?
Yeah, right, right.
Butterfly is going to trade more expensive if the expected move is a lot smaller.
Right. So, like, if I go out to May, like
it's a long shot.
Yeah. So if you want to set up, so what you would do here in this case is you would say the expected move in Tesla, just as an example, Son, the expected move in Tesla is $20, right? For May?
Yeah.
$20. It's small. And so the stock is trading for 155. So we would go and use the strike price of 175. Okay. And then let's just say, as an example, we want to do a $5 wide butterfly. This is not what I'm ultimately going to do, but just to show you. So a $5 wide butterfly in there, just so you have an idea of what these things trade for, because it's such a long shot, is about 25 cents.
Now, I was going to say it's even less than that. So, yeah.
Well, maybe it's 30 cents, whatever, 25 to 30 cents. Mm-hmm. So, and that's if you wanted to nail the thing at 175.
Right at the short strike.
If you wanted to do a little wider and go 165, 175, 185, which I kind of like a little better, which is like four butterflies together. So instead of one butterfly for 30 cents, you can buy four butterflies, or one butterfly for whatever, 27 cents. You can buy four butterflies for, I don't know, $1.15. It's kind of the same thing.
27 cents times four. They all trade around.
Yeah, they're all about the same price. But I kind of like that a little better because you less trading volume.
Catching lightning in a bottle.
Yeah. You're trying to catch lightning in a bottle. Maybe this trades around 117 or something. So we'll do a $10 wide butterfly, which is buying four butterflies. There you go. It's just an upside earnings play. It's very little risk. Do it small.
Hey, you know what the risk is? 117.
117. And it gives me a $10 window. I'm sorry, a $20 window minus the 117. So, you know, $18 window. Let's go to the next slide.
$17.83.
Thank you for the exact number.
$18.73.
Brendan from Singapore. Let's take a look. And we have a lot of Singaporeans that are coming on to Tasty. So we welcome the entire nation of Singapore. One of my favorite destinations if I feel like getting on a plane for 20 hours, which is really hard. Best Chinese food.
How often do you feel like doing that?
Twice in my lifetime so far. A third one, maybe, I don't know. I mean, the Chinese food's worth it, but it's a long flight.
Wouldn't it be Singaporean food?
Singaporean food is basically Chinese food.
Oh.
I hope I'm not insulting anybody, but it kind of is.
Probably not anybody, just the whole nation.
Well, it's kind of like...
It was a nice place to go, Tom.
It's a version. It's like 80%.
Yeah. It's a virgin.
It's a virgin. Yeah. AMAT is... We have a small position on AMAT. What does he want to do here? He's neutral.
I love NASDAQ red by two.
I know. I told you. I'm too good for this business.
You really are. You're gifted.
Yes. AMAT, is they have earnings coming up or something? Why is the IB rank 105?
AMAT, AMAT has earnings coming on May 16th. So you got a month or so, Sadnoff.
Wow, this is a big... So He's neutral. I have a neutral position on Brendan that I just did an aim at. 180, 230, strangle.
Gotcha.
180, 230. Just sold that strangle.
Beautiful.
Ivy ranks super high. It's been trading in a band. It's high for a reason. Something's going to happen in there. But we've kind of been making money in here, and it's coming a little bit today. So 180, 230. It's pretty much
80, 230.
Pretty much delta neutral. Let's go to the next slide. DCJ. All right. He's bullish in ES. Ooh, DCJ, you're trying to kill me, right? After three consecutive down days, it's time for the market to turn and burn to record highs. Don't shoot the messenger. Those are the rules. But what's the play? Well, that's your play here, which I'm totally cool with, but I'm not getting long this market. I'm already short, and I am going to stay short. If I was to get long ES, given the pop in volatility, I mean, I think you can either sell a put spread or a put in the ES options.
Wide put spread, naked put, even a broken wing butterfly, which you've talked a little bit about.
No, he's bullish. He's bullish. So I would sell a put or sell a put spread in the ES.
A wide put spread.
Yeah, wide put spread. Right.
Naked put or a put broken wing butterfly. You've talked about those today a little bit. Anything with bullish delta. Probably more defined risk than anything else, right? $5,100 product.
Yeah, it depends on, I mean, if you do it with the ES options, the capital requirement's a lot less, of course, but just depends how much capital you have. I mean, I think a wide put spread, like Tony said, in the ES options is a very capital efficient way to play it. Mm-hmm. I'm already short, so I'm going to skip this trade. Let's go to the next slide. A Paul from Northville, Michigan in CCI, I think. Or is it CCJ or CCI? We have a CCJ position on, which has not worked. Let's see.
CCI is Crown Castle. I've never heard of it before.
I have never traded CCI. Crown Castle reports earnings after the close today. The company was disrupted by an obnoxious activist. Who this guy does not like. Paul does not like an obnoxious activist. However, the company has a great cell phone tower and fiber optic assets. Paul is obviously either the CEO or an owner. If things go totally off the rails and you get assigned shares, they currently pay a dividend of 6.5%. CCI, have you ever heard of this? Stock is on its arse.
I have never heard of that. It does pay a $1.56 dividend, which I think is closer to 4.5%, but I could be wrong. I'm just letting you know.
Stock is on its butt. It does not.
It is definitely on its butt, but it does have earnings, you know, tonight after the close. He's correct there.
It does not trade a super lot. This is.
No, I think if you do something in here, it's defined risk, Tom. Markets aren't horrible, though.
They are not horrible. The expected move is what tonight?
About $3 or so, a little less.
How about a 5-point? Oh, you can't do this way.
You can go to May and look at the 92.5, 87.5 put spread. It's about $1.40 mid price.
Selling it?
I mean, do you want
to? I want to give a little money. I want to give it a little chance to. Trying to find a way to trade this. The strikes are not great.
You got $2.5 wide strikes. What do you mean?
No, I know, but I'm trying to find something on the call side. I think. Yeah. What do you, I don't know. I think you're better off in here just selling puts naked.
I never trade it before. I usually don't, not my first way of going into it.
Yeah, it's not my first, it wouldn't be my first choice either. I sold a couple puts at a buck, the 87.5 puts. It's just, mm-hmm. Paul, you know what? I looked at this and to try to figure out kind of, I looked at some iron condors and some short verticals, and I think selling the 87 and a half puts for a buck is probably the best long play. See what happens. I'll start watching it now. By the way, NASDAQ down 27, Bat.
Yeah, after I told you it was down 6, it rallied to up around 7 or 8 and now just sold off down 26.
Yes. Turning into a good morning for the good kids. At least, you know, the sell-off is... And I told you when they were up this morning, I did not like an up opening in this market. Not good. Let's go next slide. Too many sellers out there. Ulta. People are still wearing makeup. Look at the bat, Daniel. selling puts in Ulta, man. Oof. Oof. Some people selling, some people wearing makeup, and some people that should be wearing makeup. We are those people. Ulta on, Ulta on its butt.
Ulta caca.
Ulta caca. We trade it every once in a while. Hard. You got to trade. You got to do the fine risk in here because you have to kind of do something that has, like, when are the earnings?
Earnings are after expiration. I was just going to get that. May 23rd. Expiration's May 17th if you're doing the 30-day options. Markets are a little wide-ish in here.
Yeah, see, I'm going to give a little bullish. Daniel, I'm going to go a little bullish. Sell the 465-470 call spread and the 405-400 put spread. It's a little tiny bit bullish.
Mm-hmm.
460, maybe 460, 465, 400, 405, a little bit bullish, couple deltas. I don't mind this trade. One third the width of the strikes almost. Yeah, mid price, 164, 165 maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, you got filled 164, you're right.
Yeah, I could have probably got it filled at 165 if I worked it. Let's go to the next slide.
You don't like money?
No, we're doing a show, okay?
I know. I'm just teasing.
So Nike, we didn't do because I'm bullish in there, and the viewer was bearish. ZBs, we're already in that position. We're long it, even though they have sold off a lot. They were up, but they traded almost half a point higher already. Netflix, we put a position on already this morning, so we didn't add to it. GDXJ was up too much this morning. JD, we sold puts. Tesla, we did a butterfly. AMAT, we sold Strangle. ES, I did not want to trade it from the long side. CCI, we sold naked puts. And Ulta, we sold an iron condor. 5 out of 10.
Beautiful. Not so bad. I mean, listen, for the type of market we've had, which has been kind of two-sided action the last couple of days, I think our viewers came to bat with some nice...
Yeah.
Plethora of different type of trades. I think you did good,
hey,
too.
Hey, I got a new food girl in car who I follow. And
she's got a great rack.
No, it's just she's funny. But what's funny about her is that she goes like this. She tries something and she goes, yeah, this sucks. 1 out of 10. This is horrible. 1 out of 10. I give this 0 star. Like she's like me. So I'm going to do the same thing for Tom
it's
and
like
Tony.
Like you, but only easier on the eyes?
A lot easier on the eyes.
Go figure.
Anyway, 5 out of 10.
That's what you give this one, 5 out of 10, because you did 5 trades?
Yeah, 5 out of 10.
Thanks, Mr. Obvious. We're going to take a quick 90-second break, come back. We got more Tasty Live after this with my man Jacob, the Skinny on Options Math, next.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.